feel how I'm feeling when I'm zoning. What of what you staring? You just jealous. You just jealous. Jealous.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Hope and Alessia with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Gold Coast Council has moved forward with plans for a tourism project within the World Heritage listed Gold Coast hinterlands, but with reduced funding. A plan to create a cableway in Springbrook Brook originally called for $1.5 million, but councillors voted to reduce to $400,000 to environmental assessments. There have also been proposals to include a second cableway at Mount Tambourine, which has further delayed the project as assessments are still underway. Gold Coast Mayor Tom Tate stated that he believes the assessments will be completed by April next year and does not expect progress until then.
In national news, the Parkways Music Festival has been cancelled because of economic factors. The festival, set in February of 2026, was set to headline Parkway Drive, The Amity Affliction, Northland, Alpha Wolf, and Story of the Year. Event organisers have posted, quote, "With a heavy heart, we've had to make a difficult decision. We've tried everything, we're gutted," end quote. The festival was set to travel through Perth, Adelaide, Geelong, Scoresby, Bendigo, Wollongong, Eastern Creek, Maitland, Toowoomba, Byron Bay, and Sandstone Point. Tickets and booking fees have been confirmed to be refunded and notified via email.
The NDIS will roll out changes to their framework planning model in mid-2026, which will change how funding and support plans are created. Plans will be generated by a computer program, dramatically reducing human involvement in deciding support for participants. These changes were outlined to National Disability Insurance Agency staff this week, following the government's announcement in September that it would introduce a new way of determining funds for NDIS participants. The new model aims to reduce human error and the need for participants to collect medical evidence. However, it will also affect a participant's right to appeal decisions about their funding.
In international news, the death toll has climbed above 1,300 people after floods and landslides have hit Southeast Asia. 1 million people have been displaced in Indonesia and many are living in temporary shelters as rescuers continue to search for hundreds of missing people. The death toll in Sri Lanka is 465, and in Thailand, authorities have reported that 176 people have died. Millions of people across the region have been impacted by widespread destruction, and thousands of homes have been destroyed. Displaced residents are calling for further support as Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto has promised to rebuild homes. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.